There's a lot of important, new, stunning information coming from the Paris terrorist attacks that have grave implications. In this video, we're going to give you facts, sources, reports, and evidence showing you how the French government knew that these attacks were going to happen. I know that's a very serious claim, but let's take a look at the evidence. Just a few days ago, before the terrorist attack in Paris, France, on Thursday, November 5th, German police intercepted a car with 8 AK-47s, grenades, TNT, with Paris programmed into the navigation system. The car was driven by a 51-year-old Montenegrin man who was crossing the Austria-German border. This report collaborates a new report by Jack Murphy, who is an 8-year Special Army Operations veteran, who, according to his sources, the French and German police knew that the attacks were coming a month prior. He reports that the French National Police were meeting with the German BKA Federal Police and the BND Federal Intelligence Services, which is the equivalent of the American NSA, FBI, and CIA, to discuss an imminent pre-planned terrorist attack in Paris that was going to go after soft civilian targets. They even talked about how this attack wasn't a matter of if it was going to happen, but when it was going to happen. There's another bombshell report by the Associated Press that documents how Iraq warned of ISIS attacking Paris one day before these terrorist attacks. French officials are coming out and saying that these reports were very vague, that these communications happen all the time and every day. But according to the AP, who has actually got their hands on this report, who were able to corroborate this story with 6 senior Iraqi officials, that this report was actually very detailed. The French authorities have yet to make this information public, but this report by Iraq details how there were 24 people involved in this operation, said that 19 attackers and 5 others were in charge of logistics and planning, how they were trained in Raqqa, Syria, the capital of ISIS inside of Syria, and how they were sent later to a sleeper cell in France and met with the attackers, helped them train, and helped them execute this horrible, disastrous terrorist attack in Paris, France. French officials are now coming out and saying that there may have been as many as 20 plotters behind this terrorist attack, which proves this report, which was sent one day before this attack actually happened. It wasn't also the Iraqis. The Iraqis have an intelligence pact with Syria, Jordan, Iran, and Russia, and they share intelligence against ISIS so they could effectively destroy them. It wasn't only Iraq, it was also Turkey, who informed French authorities about the suicide bomber Omar Ismail Mostafi, one of the suspects in this horrible terrorist attack. Now, it's being reported by The Guardian that the Turks are saying that we have, however, not heard back from the French on this matter. The official said it was only after the attacks that the Turkish authorities received information requests for Omar Ismail Mostafi. But the French were warned about this terror suspect days before this attack. Another suspect, the 27-year-old mastermind of the Paris attacks, was also linked to previous terrorist attacks in Paris on the high-speed train where one terrorist suspect stabbed and shot people but was stopped by 3 Americans. He even brags by saying, quote, "I was even stopped by an officer who contemplated me as to compare me to the picture, but he let me go. He did not even see the resemblance, and he was let go when he was questioned by officials." These officials, these attackers, these people behind these attacks, even according to the French reports, were well known by the French anti-terrorist authorities prior to the attacks. There's another groundbreaking interview on a French radio station by Patrick Pellex, who is an EMT and a chronicler at Charlie Hebdo. And in this video, which you could watch in his interview in the description below, he talks about how the Paris EMTs were prepared because, as luck would have it, they were planning an exercise to train for multi-site attacks on the morning of the attack, November 13th, 2015. There's many questions for French security services, as it's finally coming out that there were 3 major intelligence failures. French officials admitted failures of intelligence as vital clues were missed. Heavily armed suspects were stopped, but anti-terror chiefs were not alerted. One attacker was Parisian and had been on the terror watch list for 5 years. 2 gunmen also sneaked into Europe by posing as refugees from Syria. which of course collaborates this report by the Iraqi government that was sent out to the French that's being not made public by the French authorities. There's a lot of grave implications, a lot of information just presented to you in this video alone that has just been made public. Did the French government know that this attack was going to happen, or did they let it happen? Well, you decide. We're only going to provide you the information. You must make up your own mind. Share this information with everyone you know, because this information is critically key in understanding what happened on that horrible day of November 13th, 2015.